This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Caldwell County farmer says although he worries quite a bit about the farming operation, having his family on the farm provides him a great deal of satisfaction. Craig Roberts says their farm is basically a row crop operation plus.
We have a lot of river bottoms. Of course, it's been a tough year in the river bottoms here lately. It's a lot of water there. We also grow cattle. Our goal is to have black calves. We've got a cow and calf operation. It's mixed cows with black Angus bulls. And I seem like the market these days wants black calves, so that's what we try to fulfill for the market. And we also run a timber operation and cut. Do a select cut on hardwood.
Robert says the farm is truly a family operation.
Farmed my dad for about 40 years, and he passed away in August of 18. And, of course, my granddad was here before then, so we have been here a long time. I guess you might say we're family farm. My son farms with us now. He's married and got three boys. And then my son-in-law farms with us, and he also raises some tobacco on his own. I've got out of tobacco business about 10 years ago, and lo and behold, the tobacco's back here again, but I pretty well stay out of it. And, of course, my daughter is an ag teacher there at Caldwell County, so she's in the farm also.
Traveling Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.